Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
I got this letter recently that kind of stopped me in my tracks. I don't quite know why, right? It was from an artist and a writer called Karina Down. And I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, Karina. She's been giving me lessons. It's a kind of a Dutch diphthong. It's difficult. Karina describes herself now as an artist in care. So Karina had to give up her independent life at the age of 59 and go and live in a nursing home or a care home or whatever you want to call it. And that was her own decision, kind of reluctantly made, I think. But I get the feeling Karina felt she had no choice if she wanted to be safe. So Karina was a puppet designer, a writer and a visual artist. Is that right? She made her first rag doll at the age of 10. She continued on from there. And then at the age of 36, she was diagnosed with ME, which is myalgic encephalomyelitis. And I think we could tend to think when we first heard about it that ME just means a lack of energy. But ME is actually a severely debilitating, complex, acquired neurological disease. So Karina's symptoms include profound exhaustion, widespread body pain, severe issues with mobility, chewing, swallowing and digestion, as well as cognitive dysfunction and an increasing loss of motor skills. A major symptom of ME as well is something called PEM, which is post-exertional malaise. So that is when, even if somebody does some minor mental or physical activity, they crash, right? And their symptoms get worse. It could be for hours, it could be for days, it could be for months. So that's often, even if you get up the energy to do something, you can pay a huge price. And it seems there's no real treatment or cure for ME. I think they treat the symptoms as best they can and people try and manage it as best they can. So Karina's story is that as her illness progressed, her physical abilities became increasingly limited, and because she felt the care system did not support her enough to stay in her own home, she made that big decision to move into a care home, and she's lived in care since 2021. So through that time, she has tried, with some help, to use her art to explore living in care and living in a, quote, care home. So, right, think of those two words, care and home, right? So long story short, Karina had read something I wrote about the notion of home versus a placement in terms of the Grace case, and she wrote me this letter. So I was in touch with her, and she said she really wouldn't be up to talking to us on the radio, but she agreed I could read her letter to you. OK, so this is it. Dear Brendan, my name is Karina Down. I'm an artist in care, reluctantly. For 4 years, I've resided in a nursing home. I'm now 63 years old, brackets young. Placement. What a sad word. No one can live a meaningful, settled, enjoyable and fulfilling life in a placement. Jargon, not about the person. I know, sadly. I do try very hard to have a meaningful life, but boy, it is extremely hard work. I am resilient, but often not enough, it seems. But I try. I use my art to understand this, quote, life in care, and I'm lucky people outside of the, quote, centre want to hear me. With my co-artists through Waterford Healing Arts, Caroline Schofield, we accidentally had an exhibition called I Brought the Dream of Flying. It was about moving into care. Tough story. We use mostly my previous puppetry work, but telling a new story. The confined space I tried to live in, the room, I call it the treehouse, was recreated to scale in puppet size. A small space in which to live, a place I tried to call home. But it isn't home. I never know who's going to walk through my door, with so many new staff all the time. I'm often not being introduced. What are their names? What do they know about me, other than my name? Often very little. This is, quotes, home, a place I am meant to be safe. Though I know, of course, sadly, not everyone is safe in the more normal use of the word home. I look for home. I want to be safe. I worked through this, or I did, but I no longer can, through my art. For 1 year, I occasionally made collages. A5 sketchbook, newspaper clippings, images new and old. I looked for home, wanting to go home, how to find peace. One of the written contributions in what became a book of these collages was called In Bed, I Caught Words. One of the contributions in that book mentions home. It's a quote from Moira Dillon, who says, "Home is the most used word throughout the book, the very thing that is lost in the capitalism of care." The capitalism of care, indeed. Care is about money, not about care. There could be more care for carers so that they can care for us. I do have good people. I mind them. They mind me. But it is not straightforward to have care when in care. By that, I mean caring for the person that lives in the room, not someone who needs to be fed or a pad change. Someone who has a life, a story. We all have stories to tell. We all had a life outside the care home. Who are we? Why are we here? What do we like? What makes us happy? Etc., etc., etc. What makes a home a home? I want to go home. Can I go home now? I don't know what I mean anymore by asking this question every day. I know this placement is not home. It probably never can be. No matter how hard I try to keep my room, show my individuality, it goes lost by many. Some notice it. I'm glad when they do. And they see me as the person I am. And as an artist, a creative, a lover of nature and the birds. Someone that, when able to speak, likes to have a creative conversation. It keeps me alive. Even writing like this makes me alive. I am Corina. I have something to share with the world. And I hope I've opened up a conversation about, quotes, care. And that's from Corina Down. Well, Corina, we hear you. And you most definitely are Corina. And you definitely have something to say. And I think that that letter will really resonate with so many people in so many different ways. And to anyone who wants to follow up on Corina's work, the Book of Collages is out in paperback now. It's published by Creative Ireland and it's distributed by the Irish Hospice Foundation. It's called In Bed, I Caught Words. And Corina sent me a copy. And actually, given what we were just talking about earlier, her work absolutely has a truth to it that AI has definitely not lived enough to understand. Corina has a website too, so it's corinadown.com. That's corinadown.com. And she blogs sometimes on corinadown.blogspot.com. So thanks very much for that, Corina. We'll take a break.